Okay, so kapag tinitingnan po natin yung word na discipleship, parang di ba ang dami pong pumapasok sa isip natin, ano ba talaga, church, Bible reading, follow-up, one-to-one, victory weekend, di ba, ang dami-dami. But let me propose to you this afternoon that actually, discipleship is not that complicated. It should actually be simple. So ito po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong hapon na to. Sino po ba dito nanonood po kayo ng NBA? Meron po ba dito nanonood kayo ng NBA? Yun. Yan. Okay, just last week, no? Nagkaroon po tayo ng NBA All-Star. Not in the Philippines, but in the in the United States. And it was participated by some of the best basketball players in the whole wide world. Kung kilala niyo po yung nasa harapan, yun po yung mga nakakuha ng highest vote. Ito po si Stephen Curry. Grabe, napakagaling po niyang three-point shooter, lalo na kapag nakain siya ng maanghang na Indian food. Yung Curry, no? Tapos si LeBron James. Okay, sige po, darating po yan dyan. Yun, okay. So, si LeBron James, okay, arguably the best player right now in the whole world. But then one of the highlights really nung nanonood po ako ng All-Star, NBA All-Star, was really the dunk competition. No? Talagang grabe lang talaga si Zach LaVine. Nung nanonood kami dyan, kasama kayong anak ko, no? Si Zia. Talagang yung anak ko, nagda-dunk talaga. Talagang, ganun talaga siya, no? But then, you know, in the field of basketball, diba, bakit po ba nagiging magaling yung mga tao? Okay, sa ginagawa nila, these people are earning millions of dollars, okay, in what they do. But then, alam niyo po ba, that even LeBron James, during off-season, okay, during practice, ang ginagawa lang po niya, basic lang. Just shooting the ball, okay, proper dribbling, and proper passing of the ball. In fact, sabi po ng isang commentator, okay, si Joseph Goodman. Sabi niya, LeBron says 80% from the free throw line is his goal this season. Okay? So ano pong ginagawa niya? He would shoot 150 free throws every daily workouts this off-season. That was 2013 to 2014 off-season. Could you imagine LeBron James? I mean, one of the best players in the whole world during the training camps would not do, di ba, spectacular whirlwind, di ba, parang tomahawk dance, dance, eh, no, dunk. Okay? So, hindi. But then, during the practice, he would just do the basic thing, fundamentals. And he would be able to master the fundamentals. He could do any other thing when he's playing basketball. Now, there is another story of a one-armed judo champion. Okay, there is this boy na wala po siyang left arm. Okay, wala po siyang left arm. So, ang ginawa po ng nanay niya para ma-build po yung confidence niya, in-enroll po siya sa judo class. At ang kanyang sensei, at ang kanyang master is Mr. Miyagi. Okay? So, pinasok siya para ma-build yung confidence niya. So, habang nag-aaral po siya ng kanyang judo class, ang pinapagawa lang po sa kanya ng master niya, isang move lang. Just one move. Every practice, every single day, day in, day out, isang technique lang po ang pinapagawa sa kanya. Just one technique. Tapos nakikita niya yung mga kasama niya, okay, sa judo class, but sila ang daming tinuturo na technique. But sa akin, isa lang. So, kinakabahan siya. So, ang ginawa, they were, sinali po sila sa isang competition. Okay, so kasama po yung one arm, yung bata, no? So, anong nangyari? Round one. Grabe, nanalo. No sweat. Ang galing, eh. Okay, with just one technique na ginagamit niya, nanalo siya. Hindi lang yun. Round two. Ting, 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 ting. Nanalo rin siya. Pinawisan ng konti, isang patak lang. Grabe, ang galing talaga. Round three. Panalo na naman. Kaso pagdating sa championship round, eh, ang laki nung kalaban, ang hahaba ng bias, ang laki ng katawan, parang si Pastor Alfred. Okay? Nung kabataan niya, no? So, tinanong po yung coach, do you even want to continue the match? Kasi over na overmatch yung kalaban. Ang laki-laki, kompleto ang mga galamay. Tapos siya putol. Tapos sabi ng sensei, watch and learn. Watch and learn. Tapos naglaban na sila, no? Tapos talagang medyo dehado talaga yung one-armed player. Kaso nagkamali ng move yung malaking tao, yung competitor. Ang nangyari, nung nagkamali siya ng move, that was the opportunity that he was waiting for, na pin down niya. Ah, isa lang pala yung kamay niya. Ganun! Grabe, no? So, ang nangyari, nung umuwi sila, so tamang-tuwang-tuwa siya, nanalo. Kaso nung pauwi na po sila sa bahay, kasama po yung kanyang sensei, si Mr. Miyagi, sabi, parang set up. Di ba bakit ganun? One arm, round one, round two, no sweat, round four, medyo nahirapan ng konti. Pero siya pa rin yung nag-champion. At ito ang sabi ng kanyang master. Sabi ng kanyang master, you want for two reasons. The sensei answered, first, you've almost mastered one of the most difficult throws in all of judo. Not only that, the only known defense for that move is for your opponent to grab your left arm, which you actually don't have. Kaya po siya nag-champion. Okay, just mastering one technique and he was able to become a champion kasi yung defense pala, kailangan mahawakan ang kanyang left arm. But you know what? If as a church, okay, hear me out. If as a church, we could just master one technique, if we would just be able to focus on the single things that God is calling us to do, you know what? We could actually make an impact in this world. Right. If we'd be able to focus on just one action, one particular technique, and that is honoring God and making disciples, we could actually make a dent and an impact in this society, just like this one-arm judo champion. And you know what? For 30 years, we have been trying and we have been failing and successing in our pursuit to make disciples. But then, that is one thing that we want to excel. Kaya lagi niyo pong naririnig sa victory, we are here to honor God and we are here to make disciples. When we say disciples, if we're not talking about events. Hindi po natin yung pinag-uusapan natin. We're not talking about, di ba, yung mga ginagawa natin dito. Okay, it talks about three things na i-discuss po natin. Okay, in the next 3 weeks, and then i-recap po natin on the fourth week. Discipleship should not really be that complicated. It should actually be simple. Not easy, but actually simple. Not only simple, but it should actually be doable and transferable. You know, alam niyo po kung gaano kasimple ang discipleship? Okay, a carpenter, okay, by the name of Jesus Christ, was actually able to explain it, okay, to his 12 disciples who were fishermen, except for one who is a tax collector. And you know what? They were able to replicate what they were doing, not only in their generation, but in the next generation, even up until today, we are still making disciples. And you know what? Yung mga disciple na to, wala po silang PhD degree. Okay, they were unschooled. Okay, no PhD degree, no masteral degree. But when they were able to grab the principles of what discipleship is all about, they were not only able to do it, but they were able to transfer. Not only transfer, but actually make an impact in their society at that particular time. So ano po ba yung ibig sabihin ng discipleship? When we talk about discipleship, ang pinag-uusapan po natin, 3 F's. Okay? It talks about follow Jesus, okay, fish for men, and fellowship with believers. Ito po yung pinag-uusapan natin when we talk about discipleship. And ngayon po ang pag-uusapan natin, we're going to talk about follow Jesus. Okay, and in the next 4 weeks, okay, discipleship lamang po ang pag-uusapan natin. Okay, when we talk about the Lord, it's about following Jesus. When we talk about the lost, it's about fishing for men. When we talk about the church, okay, it talks about fellowship with other believers. And then we'll talk about the journey. The discipleship is actually a journey. It is actually a process. It's not a one-time thing. It's a lifetime event that should happen in the lives of a disciple. Can I just invite everyone to please stand up on their feet, okay, as we read the Word of God? Okay, sabi po dito sa Luke 9:57 to 62, as they were going around the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Let's just pray. Lord, we're asking God, would you speak to us, Lord? Lord, would you enable us to understand what it is to follow you? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, just to give you a background, okay, at this particular time, si Jesus po, marami na po siyang follower. Kung meron pong Twitter si Jesus at Facebook, laging trending, laging number one. Bakit? Kasi at this particular time, Jesus was already well-known. He was feeding a lot of people. He was healing the sick. He actually was able to raise someone from the dead. He was able to calm the storm. Not only calmed the storm, but he was also able to walk on water. Diba, sinong hindi gustong sumunod or mag-follow sa ganung tao? Diba, nagugutom ka? Jesus, break bread naman tayo. Diba? Mag-invite ka na maraming tao. Diba? Jesus would be able to provide. Kung meron kang sakit, lapit ka kay Jesus. Lord, would you heal me? Kung napoposes ka, diba? Lapit ka kay Jesus. Diba? And he would heal you. Jesus has a lot of followers at this time. He was so popular. Okay, he was a great teacher. But you know what? A lot of people do follow Jesus. But then in John 6:66, after this many of his disciples turned back and no longer walk with him. Interesting. Okay? Ang sinabi po dyan, disciples. Ibig sabihin, these are the people who've actually known and experienced the goodness of God. They know who God is. They've witnessed the miracles. They've experienced the goodness of God. But you know what? They still turn back and no longer walk with Him. So, possibly po pala na even if nagbabasa po tayo ng Bible, umaattend po tayo ng church or victory group, is it possible that we are not actually following Jesus? And really, the question for us today is, why are we here in the church? Are we following Jesus? Or are we following someone else? Are we here for the one who would give the blessing? Or are we here just for the blessing? Are we here just for the provision? Are we here just for the healing? Or are we here because of the person who actually can heal us and provide for us? Bakit po ba tayo nandito? And ano po ba talaga ang ibig sabihin ng following Jesus? Now what following Jesus means, number one, counting the cost. We gotta count the cost of following Jesus. Sabi po sa Luke 9:57-58, as they were going along the road, someone said, I will follow you wherever you may go. I will follow you wherever you... Hindi ko alam yun eh, panahon po ni Pastor Alfred yun. Okay? So grabe to ah, this guy is so radical. This guy is full of zeal and fire. Na nung dumaan si Jesus, sabi niya, Jesus, okay, I will follow you wherever you go. Tatawarin ko lahat ng mundok, lahat ng karagatan, lalakbayin ko. Lahat ng pagsubok, basta ganun. He will face the storm. Diba, ganun. Ganun ang gagawin niya. Diba, I will follow wherever, kahit saan ka magpunta, Jesus, nandun ako. Hashtag stalker. Yun ang tawag doon, no? Stalker. Ganun ang gagawin niya. Kung saan ka, Jesus, magpupunta, nandun ako, grabe to, mapusok siya. Diba, kapag may gera, okay, lulusob siya, susugod siya. Okay, grabe to, atapang atao. Aputol ang tenga, hindi atakbo. Aputol ang kama, hindi atakbo. Nakita ang crush, atakbo at tulin. Sa tulay na malalim. Diba, pero grabe to. Okay, and we could actually call this follower a hasty follower. Diba, yung pabigla-bigla na lang. Diba, Lord, susundan kita. Diba, ano sabi sa kanya ni Jesus? And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So sinasabi sa kanya, man, grabe, I like the zeal. I like the fire. Okay, I like the excitement and the enthusiasm to follow me. But then, are you sure on what you're saying? Do you really want to follow me? Napag-isip-isipan mo ba? Napag-bulay-bulay mo ba? Have you actually considered of what it means to follow Jesus? Have you counted the cost of following Jesus? Yung holes po dyan at saka yung nest, it talks about a home. It talks about the convenience and the comfort and the security of our home. And Jesus was telling the follower, okay, the hasty follower, are you willing to sacrifice the comfort? Are you willing to sacrifice the convenience, the warmth, and the security of your home in following me? Why is that? Because if you would follow me, I would be rejected. And as a follower, if you would follow me, you would be rejected as well. I will be scorned, and you will be scorned as a follower. I will be persecuted. And if you would follow me, you will also be persecuted. I would have to carry my cross, and I will carry my cross. And then Jesus is asking, will you carry your own cross? I will be crucified. And if you would be my follower, and so are you. Have you counted the cost of following Jesus. So grabe, that excitement, that enthusiasm, hindi siya nirebuke ni Jesus. Hindi naman sinabi, tumigil ka. Hindi naman sinabi, napag-isipan mo po ba? Napag-nilay-nilayan mo po ba? Napag-bulay-bulayan mo po ba? Ano ba talaga ang ibig sabihin? Okay, of following Jesus. Kaya nga po sabi sa Luke 9:23, and he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross. Okay, every Sunday, okay, when you gave your life to the Lord during the altar call, no, it says here, let him deny himself, take up his cross what? Daily, and follow me. Why is that? Because Christianity is not a path to greater comfort, okay, or higher status, or greater ease. Okay, the road to Christianity, or following Jesus, it's all about self-denial, not self-advancement. Okay, you want to follow me? Why are you following me? Are you following me because I'm popular? Are you following me because of the things that I have done? Because of the miracles? Are you following me because of the great things that I have done? But you see, it is not about self-advancement. It is about self-denial. And really, the question for us today is, what price am I willing to pay to follow Jesus? But what price am I willing to pay to follow Jesus? Because it would cost us a lot to follow Jesus. It is costly to follow Jesus. You know, there is this businessman, Whedon King. Okay, he owns the Anito Inns before. Alam niyo po ba yung Anito Inns? Oh, yung iba, ayaw, alright? Huwag niyo na pong itas yung kamay niyo kung nag-check-in kayo dyan dati, alright? So, yung mga motels. Okay, and di ba, February ngayon, grabe, talagang spike ang mga motels. Okay, so, ang dami talaga nang kinikita. But then, in 1992, he actually met the Lord. Okay, he met the Lord, and he was counting the cost of following Jesus. And it would cost him millions of peso if he would follow Jesus. And 1992, 1993, 1994, until 7 years ago, you know what, there was a conviction. And this is what he said. Okay, he yielded to God's conviction, being awakened from a state of sin. Christian na to, ha? You know what? And as a result, he sought repentance. At this particular time, he is now willing to pay the cost. And how much was the cost? Sayin natin. Okay, when he lost the last Anito Motel change in 2008, it meant sacrificing a cash cow that earned for him almost 2 million pesos SSS a day. A day. Every day. Grabe. For him, paying the cost to follow Jesus, it cost him 2 million pesos. How about you today? What price are you willing to pay to follow Jesus? Yung 2 million, maliit lang, di ba? Pag nabahain ka, phew, may 2 million ka na. Di ba? Hindi ganun eh. Grabe, 2 million pesos. But you know what? He found it so valuable that Christ is so worthy. He is so worthy of following that he was willing and is willing to follow Christ even if it would cost him 2 million pesos a day. And then he turned his business around. Ang ginawa po nila from accommodating all the motels and all that, they transformed, okay, their hotel chains to accommodate families and corporate bodies. And that's why we have the Kabayan Hotels now and the Legend Villas. Why? Because if you would stand up for Christ, Christ will stand by you. He will reward your faithfulness if you would follow Him. And He was able to recover. Here's what He said. Now, this is an article na lumabas lang bago mag Valentine's Day. Sabi niya dito, okay, from Love Motels to Christian Hotels. Coming from the Love Motels family, Whedon King has turned around and now runs his own chain of hotels guided by Christian principles. Guided by Christian principles, why? Because if you would follow Christ, there is a price to pay. Not anymore your own standard, but the standard of Christ. Not only that, also contributing to his leaner profit was his fulfillment of tax obligations. They also regularly gave their tithes to the church. Magkano po ba ang tithes ng 2 million a day? 200 lang. Maliit lang. Diba, isang 200 lang. Okay? But then there is a price to pay. And he was willing to pay the price of following Jesus. Not only that, What is important with God is we become in His image and likeness because that's God's plan. The transformed king said, he might be a king, but he knows who is the real king, who is worthy of all his life, who is worthy to be served. And that is King Jesus. You know, meron po tayo, sabi niya, sabi ni Che, actually, it costs a lot to follow Jesus. Tama po ba? That guy cost 2 million a day to follow Jesus. But in reality, it will cost even more not to follow Him. Alright, it would cost a lot to follow Jesus. It is so costly. Okay, some people have actually died because of following Jesus. But it will even cost you even more if you will not follow Him. Luke 9:24-25 says, For whoever save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Mm-hmm. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world? What would it profit you if you gains the whole world? You have all the millions, all the pesos, all the gold bars in the world, own all of the companies in the world, but would lose or forfeit your soul. Is it worth it? Definitely worth it. Tingnan mo na lang yung katabi mo. Diba, what a joy of serving God. Yes, it is costly, but it is all worth it. Kasi if you would stand by Christ, He will stand by you. Hindi ka po kakalimutan ng Panginoon. That's what it means to follow Jesus. But the question for us today is, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price to follow Jesus? Following Jesus means counting the cost. Not only counting the cost, number two, it's putting Jesus first. Putting Jesus first. Luke 9:59-60 said, to another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. So kanina, yung hasty follower, diba, he was like volunteering, raising his hand. Okay, and then the Lord told him, you know what, count the cost. Think about it. Okay, and then here comes another one. Ang ganda nung scenario nung number, yung pangalawa na to, no? Kasi it was Jesus who actually called him, follow me. Grabe to. You know, one of my, nung batang Christian pa ako, ito yung isa sa mga pinakagusto ko that I would actually hear from God. Sino rito you want to hear from God? I mean, this guy got a solemn charge from God. Okay, God, a sacred call from God. And what he said? But he said, Lord, but I want to follow you. But let me first go and bury my father. In that context, okay, kapag po ikaw ay, wag na lang ikaw, kapag may namatay sa pamilya mo, okay, ililibing ka na kaagad on that particular day. Same day, edit to. Okay, buburahin ka na talaga. Ililibing ka na pag namatay ka. Okay, wala nang remains. Okay, pag lumubog na yung araw, wala ka na rin. Same day, edit. So, yung lalaki pala na to, okay, yung follower na to, and we call this guy, okay, the delaying follower. He was actually making this an excuse to delay and postpone his obedience of following Jesus. Yun pala yung ginagawa niya. And the request may seem reasonable, but then it is just an excuse for him to delay. But then, you know, kapag ka nakarinig po tayo kay Lord, and when the Lord speaks to us, what my prayer is that we would obey Him because it's such a privilege to hear from God. Diba, what an honor that the Lord would speak to you. Eh, sino ba naman tayo? Makasalanan, matigas ang ulo. But just by the grace of God, okay, we are here and we are restored in our walk with Him. But if the Lord would speak to you, you know what? Don't delay. Obey right away. Obey right away. No delay. Obey right away. But this guy got a clear, distinct call from God. Pero anong ginawa niya? Diba, parang nagtakip na lang ng tenga. He made an excuse. But I hope you would not do that. Ano pa ibig sabihin ng let me first? Okay, it means a priority. But when the Lord tells us, we gotta obey immediately. Di ba priority natin si Lord? Uunahin po natin si Lord sa buhay natin. Okay, but first, let me first go and bury my father. Ano pong reaction ni Jesus? And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. You know, Jesus does not imply, hindi po sinasabi dito, okay, that we can never care for our own family. In fact, the Bible says, you gotta care for your own family. If you don't care and help for your own family, But that's not even worse for you being an unbeliever. Diba? Kasi yun ang gusto ni Lord. But yun ang sinasabi lang dito, hindi tayo pinapapili ni Lord. Hindi na, Lord, i-obey kita. Okay, kapalit ng pag-obey ko sa'yo. For we could actually help our family in our obedience to the call of God in our life. Hindi ito, instead of obeying God, I would just care for my family. Kasi pwede naman natin i-serve ang ating family while at the same time, following Jesus. So hindi po tayo ginagawang makapili ni Lord. Mamili ka. Do you want to serve me? Or do you want to care for your family? So hindi po siya, hindi po tayo pinapapili ni Lord. Wala po tayong selective hearing. Okay, our goal is when God speaks to us, we would obey and we would not delay. Ang hirap po kasi sa ganitong disciple. Okay, yung delaying disciple. He would want to follow Jesus. He would want to be with Him, but on His own terms and condition. Sige, Lord, susundan kita, pero ayusin ko muna yung buhay ko. Di ba minsan ganun din tayo? Lord, susundan kita, pero okay lang po ba ayusin ko muna yung buhay ko? Kasi ang dami-daming, di ba nangyari sa buhay ko, hindi maganda. But let me submit to you, that is actually the opposite way. It's the other way around. Do you want to have your life fixed? Then you gotta follow Jesus. Kasi hindi po natin kayang i-fix yung sarili natin. Hindi po natin kayang ayusin yung sarili natin. That's why it's the other way around. We follow Jesus so He could actually fix us. Kasi out of our own strength, out of our own ability, hindi po natin kayang sumunod. Di ba kasi sinasabi ng disciple, Lord, kailangan ko umuwi sa bahay. Di ba? I want to follow you, pero Lord, ang daming gagawin. Tinext na ako ni Mother. Okay, where na you? Dito pa me. Di ba? So anong kailangan natin gawin? Nobody is not asking us to select to care for our family instead of obeying God. But in our obedience to God, we could actually be able to serve our family. That's why we gotta put Jesus first. Diba? Ang Panginoon po ba? Si Jesus po ba ang una sa buhay natin? Inuuna po ba natin si Lord? Not only that, kay si Jesus, di lang dapat una sa buhay natin. Siya rin dapat ang nangunguna sa ating buhay because you could actually put Jesus first. Sige, Lord, dito ka. Okay? I'll put you first. Pero Lord, okay lang ba dito tayo magdaan? Diba, pwede rin, ginagawa natin. Lord, sige, susundan kita. Okay? Ito ba gagawin natin? Pero Lord, I will dictate the terms and conditions. Diba? Lord, mag-obey ako, pero okay lang po ba kung 99% lang? Ako nang bahala mag-lord over sa 1%. You see, following Jesus, it is putting Him first. Why? Because He is the Lord. He dictates the terms and conditions of us in following Him. Sabi po ni Charles Spurgeon, no? This delaying follower. Okay, he was willing to be a Christian. Willing naman talaga siya. Okay, that is to say a Christian and something else. But the something else must be written in large capitals. And then at the bottom, in very small type, and a Christian. Okay? Do you not know? Okay, a great many people of that sort, philosophical and Christian. Okay, but the Christian is quite the secondary consideration. They are like the man whose child was asked, is your father a Christian? Okay, and who replied, he is a Christian. Kamot lang muna. I think. Okay, but he has not worked much at it lately. Bakit? Kasi busy. Maraming ginagawa. And then he goes on to say, you are no Christian unless you put Christ first. Okay, let me read that again. You are no Christian unless you put Christ first. He will not come into your heart to sit in the worst chair in the house. He will not come into your soul to be lodged in the attic. He must have the best room and the best seat in the room. He must be first. And not even father and mother may come before the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, if God says so, so be it. But then at the same time, hindi naman magkocontradict yung word ni Lord that you would honor your father and mother. Hindi naman sasabihin sa atin ni Lord na you dishonor your father and mother kasi hindi naman yung will niya. But then, God must come first. And then he goes on to say, if Christ is not first with you, Christ is nothing to you. If Christ is not first in our relationship with Him, if Christ is not first in our finances, if Christ is not first in our business, if Christ is not first, okay, in our jobs, then it means Christ is really nothing to you. Sino po ba ang una at nangunguna sa buhay natin? Si Jesus po ba? Okay, or ang sarili lang po natin? That's what it means to follow Jesus. It's counting the cost, it's putting Him first, and lastly, it's giving wholehearted commitment. Luke 9:61-62 said, "Yet another said, 'I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home.'" Nandun na naman po yung let me first. Nandun na naman po yung but. Okay? Here's another volunteer. Parang yung una, the hasty follower. Diba, "Lord, I will follow wherever you may go from here and now, wherever." Diba? So, nag-volunteer siya. And then the second one, okay, the delaying disciple heard the call from God. Okay, but then, idinelay niya. "Okay, I would want to follow you, but at my own terms." And here comes another volunteer and saying, "Lord, I will follow you. Pero, malinis to hanggang sa kusina." Alright? So, ang dami na namang reason. Andito na naman yung but, andito naman yung let me first. Okay, ang dami na naman yung excuse. Okay, we have to take but out of following Jesus. Diba, kailangan tanggalin na natin yon, because God is asking for a total commitment and not half-hearted decision. "Lord, I want to follow you. But okay lang po ba, can I hold, okay, this ungodly relationship first?" Okay lang po ba yun? "Okay, Lord, I want to follow you, but Lord, yung isang area ng buhay ko, okay lang po ba ako muna yung masusunod?" But you see, following Jesus entails giving our all. It's an all or nothing proposal. So kung meron po tayong hasty follower, meron po tayong delaying follower, here comes a double-minded person. Bakit? Kasi anong sabi ni Jesus sa kanya? Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow," okay, nag-aararo, "and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Ano ba talaga? Susundan mo ba si Jesus? Are you gonna go and do, okay, and just fulfill the call of God in and just work and serve in the kingdom of God? Or will you just keep on looking back? "Ay, parang ang sarap ng buhay ko dati. Ay, parang mas gusto ko dito." But then you go back, double-minded. Ano ba talaga? Laban ba talaga? O bawi? Diba? Laban. Oh. Laban ba talaga? O bawi? Ano ba talaga, kuya? Mag-decide ka. Do you want to follow Jesus 100%? Or you would not want to follow Him at all? Why? Because no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Why? Because wholehearted commitment is not only to the person of Jesus Christ, but also to His very cause. To His cause of advancing His kingdom. He could have actually said, "Lord, okay, I want to follow you, and I want to prove my following, yung pagsunod ko sa inyo. Okay, by actually going back to my families, but not to bid farewell. I will go back to my families and bring them to you. I want to go back to my families and share them the gospel." Why? Because I'm a follower of Jesus. I know the good news. I wouldn't just want to bid farewell and look back. And what I want to do, I want to bring them to you. Wala namang problema ko ganun, pero ano lang gusto niyang gawin? Diba? Hindi talaga siya decided ano kung anong gagawin niya. Hindi yan parang buffet. You know, last Friday, we have a friend who, pinsan ng wife ko, no, they invited us for their wedding in Spiral. Okay, and in a buffet, you could actually select kung anong gusto mo. Tama po ba? Diba kung gusto mong kumain ng Chinese food, kung gusto mong kumain ng Korean, kung gusto mong kumain ng Italian, or whatever that may be, pwede kang mamili. Diba grabe, ang sarap. Pagdating ko doon, busog na ako, hindi na ako nakakain. Ang dami kasing pagkain eh. But you know, in Christianity, hindi pwedeng piliin natin, "Lord, I just love the peace. I just love the presence of God. I just love the joy. I just love the healing and the blessing and the prosperity." But when we talk about persecution, when we talk about giving the 100% commitment, when we talk about serving and evangelism, pwede bang don't like? Pwede bang ang like ko lang yung magaganda but not the like? You see, it's a wholehearted commitment. Buong-buo. Kaya nga sabi sa Bible, di ba? "Serve the Lord your God with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength," because following Jesus entails that we follow Him wholeheartedly. Okay, yun nga, no? Following Jesus, it's a wholehearted commitment. It's no turning back. No turning back. You know, there is a story of this chicken and the piglet. Okay? And grabe tuwang-tuwa sila sa master nila, no? Sa master nila. And so nag-propose yung chicken. Sabi nung chicken, you know, napakabuti ng master natin, naalagaan tayo, pinapakain tayo. Why don't we serve him a big breakfast? Ah, grabe, masarap na pagkain, i-serve natin yung master natin. Sabi nung piglet, sige, anong gusto mong i-serve? Ano bang naiisip mo? Ang naisip ko, gawan natin siya ng egg sandwich. Lagyan na rin natin ng scrambled egg. You know what? That's a good idea, but I think that's not enough. Parang kulang. You want to serve him a big breakfast? You want to impress our master? Parang kulang. Tapos sabi nung chicken, all right, I got a bright idea. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to serve our master not only omelette, okay, not only scrambled egg, but we're going to serve him egg and ham sandwich. Grabe. Napaisip ngayon yung piglet. Sabi nung piglet, you know what? For you, giving your egg is a simple contribution. But for me, it's a total sacrifice. I'm gonna be dead, all right? I'm gonna be a pork. I'm gonna be a ham. But you know what? In our following Jesus, sometimes we give contribution. Lord, ito lang pwede ko ibigay. Lord, ito lang. Yung iba akin lang. But you see, following Jesus, it's giving our wholehearted commitment, 100%. Ang tanong sa atin ngayon, chicken ka ba? O piglet? Ba mamili ka na lang? KFC? Or lechon ni Aling Nena? Right? But what about us today? What about us today? Are we giving our all to Jesus? So what does it mean to follow Jesus? It's counting the cost. It's putting him first. It's giving wholehearted commitment. Okay, in other terminologies, ito yung mga three no's. Alright, know the cost. Diba, you count the cost. No delays. When God speaks to you, diba, no delay, right away, obey mo si Jesus. Not only that, no turning back. No turning back. Grabe. Diba, kung titingnan mo lahat to, parang napaka-tall order naman. Kaya ba talaga? Posible ba talaga na sundan si Jesus? Posible ba talaga? Okay, that I would be able to count the cost, pay the price. Posible ba talaga that I would be able to obey God right away? Okay, putting Him first in my life. Posible po ba talaga? Okay? But I will not turn back. But I will give my 100% commitment to the Lord. Alam niyo po, posible. Posible. Why? Because Jesus modeled all of this for us. Minodel na to ni Jesus. Okay, in Luke 9:44, listen carefully to what I am about to tell you. Okay, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. Nung una pa lang, na nagpunta si Jesus here on earth, he knew that there is a cost to pay. There is a cost to pay. And he would be betrayed into the hands of men. He would have to pay the cost, not with money, but with his very dear life. And Jesus paid the cost. He paid the cost for all of us. Not only that, as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. When his time would come to be nailed on the cross, he didn't delay. Hindi siya nakipag-bargain kay Jesus. Okay? No delay. But at the same time, alam niya that he would go to the cross. Wholehearted commitment. Binigay niya ng buong buo ang buhay niya para sa atin. And that's why he modeled it for all of us. Jesus knew the cost of saving us from our sin. By being nailed on the cross, by being crucified on the cross. Jesus did not delay his mission. But nagpunta po siya. Okay, alam niya kapag nagpunta siya dito, mapapako siya sa krus. And for what? For the forgiveness of our sins. Not only that, Jesus gave up his life wholeheartedly. And that's why it is possible. Why? Because we could always fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. If you are having a hard time to follow Jesus, it might probably, you're doing it out of your own strength, out of your own ability, but then we have a promise. Why? Because Jesus did it for us, Jesus modeled for us, then grace is available for us to follow him. But then, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to put him first in your life? Are you willing to give your wholehearted commitment to Him. Let's just pray right now. Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to honor you. Lord, thank you, God. That, Lord, parang napaka-tall order in following you. But, Lord, thank you, God, that you have modeled it for us, Lord. You have made yourself, God, available for us, God, so that we could follow you, God. Lord, hindi mo lang tinuro. Lord, you walk the talk. And, Lord, I pray, God, that grace may be available for us so that we could follow you, that we could count the cost. Not only count the cost, but pay the price, Lord. Lord, that we would stood for what is right, Lord. God, that we would choose you rather than our own comfort, Lord. Lord, that we would not be distracted but by what the world offers, God, but we would fix our eyes on you, giving our full commitment. God, putting you first in all the things that we do. Now, I want to pray for some people here. Now, if you're here and you stood for Christ and you paid the price, maybe you've lost money because you want to pay the tax properly, or you stood na ayaw mong makorap, na ayaw mong magpagamit sa ibang tao, you stood for what is right. You know what? If you put your hope in Christ, you will never be disappointed. Yes, at that particular time, mahirap siya, masakit siya. Or maybe you have been persecuted because, di ba, I mean, you're advancing the kingdom of God. Maybe people talk back at you because of what you're doing because you're just displaying, okay, the light of life that comes from God. And it is hard for you at the moment. You know what? Grace is available for you. Grace is available for you. If you would put your trust in Jesus, you know what? You will never be disappointed. He could restore. He could bring back whatever it is that is lost because you choose to pay the price. And if you're here, if you're that person, could you please raise your hand? We want to pray with you and stand with you and just pray that the grace of God would abound in your life so that you would not give up, but continue on pursuing the will and the call of God in your life. Thank you. Thank you so much for those hands. Thank you. Anyone else? Lord, thank you, God. Lord, you see the hands of these people, God. Lord, hindi namin alam kung ano nangyari sa kanila. Lord, kung ano po yung mga na-experience nila, kung ano po yung mga nawala sa kanila, Lord, in following you, God. But Lord, you know, God, nothing escapes your eyes, Lord. And Lord, I pray, God, Lord, would you restore, God. God, anything that they've lost, it could be money, it could be reputation, it could be an identity, but Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, God, that you would stand by your people, God. Lord, let your grace abound in their lives, God, that they would not give up, Lord, but grace is available for them, God, so that they continue to pursue in knowing you, God. Lord, I pray, God, that you bless my brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to pray for another group of people here. You know, following Jesus, it is hard. But we would be faced with a decision to follow Christ not only on a Sunday, but on every single day. And maybe, in following Jesus, you have stumbled along the way. Diba, hindi mo pa talaga binibigay ng buong buo. Meron ka pa rin, diba, pinepet that is against the will of God. You know, God is not here to condemn, but God is here to restore and to forgive. Can I just ask everyone to please close your eyes and bow your heads? If you're that person, we just want to stand with you and pray with you. Man, it is hard, it is difficult, you stumbled along the way. But your grace is available. Restoration is possible. If you're that person, can you please raise your hand? We want to praise and ask the grace of God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for those hands. Lord, thank you. Lord, you said, God, humility comes before honor and pride comes before destruction. Lord, even as these people would raise their hand and admit their need for you, Lord, would you honor their faith, God? God, give them strength, Lord, God, to follow you for the rest of their lives, Lord. God, that in every single decision that they're going to make, when they are faced, whether they would follow you or follow someone else, God, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that your grace should be available at that particular time, and they would choose to obey you, God, with no delay, God. Lord, bless your people, God, in Jesus' name.